So this morning, just testing the microphone for a second. Testing. So let me try another. Mic testing.
Test.
Testing. That sounds like perhaps. Can you hear me? Nope. Same. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nope. Okay. Tech Dukkha. I'll keep it on just in case somehow it miraculously comes back on. Oh, no. Yeah. So if I project my voice, can you hear? If for some reason you can't hear, please feel free to come forward. There's chairs over here. There's a chair here. There's a few empty places. So I'll try to make sure I'm speaking to the back of the room. And if you don't hear an instruction, just like the breeze, it just goes in, goes out, goes through. No big deal. Listen to your own guidance. So this morning, want to invite a more spacious quality of practice. As I was pointing yesterday to the nature of awareness itself, as we sit this morning, I'll guide both orienting us to the domains of experience we've been attending to, but also to be aware of knowing, aware of awareness itself as we sit and attend to experience. And I'll be using at times the sounds of bells as just a way to invite that open, receptive, spacious quality that arises simply listening. So, establishing your meditation posture. Ease, relaxation, openness. Sounds appearing and disappearing in awareness. Sounds emerging out of the silence, dissolving back into silence. Sounds arise and unknown, effortlessly in awareness. The Buddha said, develop meditation that is like space. For when you develop meditation that's like space, pleasant and unpleasant phenomena will not invade your mind and remain. Just as space is not established anywhere, so too develop meditation that is like space. So resting in this spacious, knowing quality of awareness, present to silence, present to sounds appearing and disappearing in awareness. Sounds arise and are known spontaneously, effortlessly, in awareness. No need to think about the sound or visualize its source. Simply resting in this knowing quality of mind, this natural awareness, open, spacious, receptive. In the same way, sensations arise and are felt, known in the body. Tingling, vibration, pressure, movement, heat and coolness, appearing and disappearing, known effortlessly, naturally, in awareness. Nothing to do, nothing to fix, nothing to improve. Simply abide in awareness, receptive, spacious, naturally present. In the same way, waves of breath arising and passing, appearing and disappearing, known, felt in awareness, naturally, spontaneously, without effort. Simply phenomena being known, known in awareness. Abiding in awareness, present to phenomena, appearing and disappearing. No need to struggle. No need to make effort. Simply relaxing in awareness. Naturally present, naturally wakeful. This awareness, the nature of your own mind. In the same way, phenomena in the heart, moods, emotions, feelings arise, surface, stay for some moments, change, pass away. Joy and sorrow, fear and peace arise, can be felt, known in the body, known in awareness, quite naturally, quite effortlessly, spontaneously as they appear. Sense this in your own experience. Moods, emotions, at times subtle like mist, at times raging like storms. No matter how subtle or intense, can be held in the sky-like nature of awareness, that's spacious, accommodating. So too, thoughts, images, ideas arise, appear, flickering through the mind, like clouds passing through the space of awareness, can be known effortlessly, spontaneously as they arise. No need to reject, no need to struggle. Simply abiding in awareness, present to phenomena appearing and disappearing, to thoughts arising and passing. See how awareness, unmoved, unbothered by the appearances flickering through the mind as thought, as image, as idea. thoughts appearing and disappearing, known in awareness, naturally, effortlessly. No need to try and figure anything out. No need to make anything happen. Simply relax, rest in awareness, knowing quality of mind. Sounds being known, sensations being known, emotions being known, thoughts being known. Known by what? What is this awareness that's knowing, clear, luminous, radiant, empty and ephemeral, yet clearly present, looking directly at your own mind. What is this awareness that's clearly present, knowing moment by moment? Look directly at your own mind, this naked awareness, empty yet present and knowing. Let your mind relax and rest. Left to itself, ordinary mind is fresh and naked. If observed, it is a vivid clarity without anything to see. A direct awareness, sharp and awake. Possessing no existence, it is empty and pure. A clear openness of non-dual luminosity and emptiness. It is not permanent, since it doesn't exist at all as a thing. It is not nothingness, since it's vividly clear and awake. It is not oneness, since many things are cognized and known. It is not plurality, since many things known are inseparable in one taste. It is not somewhere else. It is your own awareness itself. Abiding as awareness, aware of itself. Aware of this clear, luminous presence, this natural, knowing quality of mind. And present to the phenomena that appear naturally and known effortlessly. And in this we continue our practice together. Abiding is awareness, curious about the qualities, characteristics of awareness. Vast like the sky, spacious like space, luminous, clear, empty of form, yet cognizant, responsive. Naturally occurring, neither coming nor going, naturally peaceful, unbothered, untouched by the comings and the goings. A here-ness. Look directly at your own mind and discover for yourself this radiant, knowing presence of awareness. And this last minute or two of the practice, continuing to notice this knowing quality of awareness and present to what's revealed, phenomena appearing and disappearing. Known without effort. And as we transition from meditation to post-meditation, in which there is really no difference, just different forms, shapes, movement, phenomena. You're welcome, actually, if you wish to keep meditating as we talk and transition. And if you're ready to end the meditation. I invite you to slowly, in your own time, open your eyes slowly and simply resting in awareness, awake to seeing. Seeing form, color, light, shape, movement. Noticing how easy it is to get lost through the eyes into what's being seen and to lose touch with the knowing that's allowing seeing to happen, to be known. So it's as if we're settling back in the body, settling back in awareness, as it were. In the same way that we receive sounds, we receive sight, form, color, movement. Just more phenomena being known. And so as we transition and move through your day, noticing how sometimes we're very much mostly pulled into the object, into phenomena, into experience, sensation, things, stuff, people. And at the same time, to have some awareness of what is it that's knowing? What is it that's seeing? What is it that's hearing? What is this awareness that's awake to this whole panorama of experience, including sound? So in this style of practice, right, many different ways that we offer to practice here. We've gone through different ways through the retreat. And as we are in this sort of latter phase of the retreat, where hopefully there's a little more mindfulness, steadiness, concentration, where at times what I was pointing to today, pointing to not just phenomena, but also the knowing, the awareness that's knowing, that you can include that as part of your practice. If that none of that made sense, you're like, what's he on about, all this awareness stuff? I'm just feeling my breath. Then continue your practice as we've been practicing. But if that strikes your curiosity to be present to this domain of experience, this knowing, spacious, natural, awareness, clear, luminous, etc., then take this time to abide in awareness and the knowing of awareness and see how that informs your experience. See how that informs how you relate to experience. See what quality of calm or spaciousness or ease or wisdom can arise. So I'm curious, just after when leading that kind of practice, which is quite different than, has a different flavor than what we've been leading, just curious what's being known right now. Just shout out one word or two words. What are you noticing, or what was the influence of that practice? What remains, having more explored the nature of awareness a little? Anyone? Calm? Ease? Stillness? Receiving? Questions? Space? Continuity. Quiet. Dissolution of ego. Discernment. Recursion. So this is a more subtle domain of our experience, right? We've spent a lifetime paying attention to experience and very rarely paid attention, unless instructed to or happens sometimes spontaneously, to be aware of the knowing itself, awareness itself. So this is a beautiful place and opportunity to bring some curiosity to that. Not to get lost in thinking and speculating, but just to be curious. What is knowing? What is hearing? What is seeing, sensing? So any questions about your practice this morning? About the sitting, the walking, yes, please. Nice and loud, since we don't have a mic. Right.
Anything, and then I think, okay, about the neurons, translating it all. Mm-hmm. And that knowing, and then I think, okay, well, how about interpretation of it? But then I think, well, that's kind of learned as I grew up. That, you know, gone, and this is that, and this is that. And I'm now at the point of thinking, well, there's something between interpretation and the knowing that's like the flavor.
Did everybody hear the question? Did anybody not hear the question? So exploring how experience is known, and so the example of listening, being very aware of the biology of the listening, of the eardrum and the sound and the vibration, and then the brain and the neurological processes involved in that. And any advice about how to work with thinking about that? Well, it's definitely a whole lot of thinking. And it's very easy to get lost in thinking. And it's also an interesting thing to reflect on. You know, it's one of the mysteries of experience. Neuroscience doesn't really have much idea of what a thought is, never mind what consciousness is. We can see areas of the brain that are lighting up and synapses that are firing, but what actually a thought is, what that neurochemical process is, it's still quite elusive. And then the process of knowing itself, what is knowing all of that physiological experience of vibration, that we have a resonance in the eardrum, that the brain interprets as sound, and as you say, through association and memory, we go, oh, that's a bell, meditation bell, that means something, right? So the whole lot of complex phenomena going on, and then there's the knowing of that, and there's the knowing of thinking about that. And so, as we often do, to encourage you to keep things quite simple. And in the meditation itself, to not get lost in analyzing that, right? To come back to the raw data of experience, which is what's happening. Sound, vibration is being felt, being known. There's thinking about that process. There might be labeling about that process. There might be speculation about awareness or the relationship between the biology and awareness and the brain and awareness. And all of that can be simply known in awareness, right? Or we can get lost in the weeds of thinking. So by all means, in your own time, when you're not meditating, after the retreat, study, reflect, debate, dialogue, look directly. While we're here, we're encouraging you not to get caught, not to get caught in that speculation, because it takes you away from the immediacy of experience, the immediacy of knowing. So, but of course, the mind does its thing and will think and speculate and question, and notice how that can also just be known in awareness. And then be curious about the knowing itself, about the, how the, that immediacy of experience can be known. So for the most part, in these next days, keep it quite simple. Yeah. And to take that curiosity that you have, to stay curious, but without getting lost in mental analysis about it. Just stay with your direct experience. So when you hear the gong, oh, there's immediate recognition, there's immediate sense hearing experience, there's a knowing, there's a labeling. It's all happening by itself. It's quite selfless. And the knowing is happening by itself selflessly. So stay more tuned to that immediacy and see what that brings, which is different than the reflection and speculation about it. Okay. But good inquiries and good questions. Yeah. Thanks. Yes, please.
First, thank you for last night's electric.
Memorable.
So it feels different than awareness, which you're speaking to directly.
Mm-hmm.
But these terms are often either conflated or in common discussion. They're used interchangeably. And then the other thing, I've been going around with this, and I came across something, and I think it was Nisargadatta Maharaj, if I pronounced that correctly. But it went something like, it was the only direct comparison I could find, and it was something like, consciousness is like a window in a room, and awareness is the light shining through the window, illuminating what's in the room. So I've been carrying that like definition around in my pocket for months, but I'm not sure if it's correct, and I'm not sure if I'm getting these. Are these concepts separatable? Is it just a problem with language?
Yeah, thank you. Great question. And I'm glad that you brought in that analogy from Nisargadatta, because it points to he's using metaphor, which the Buddha often did, and you could say a poetic way of trying to feel into and explore that difference, right? And it's quite subtle. Some would say it's a problem with language. Because language, how do you define that which is not a thing, that's present, luminous, spacious, and knowing, that you can't really put your finger on, but it's a clearly tangible experience? And so that metaphor of awareness being like the light, I forget exactly what you said, shining through the windows, illuminating that which consciousness is knowing. I forget exactly how you said it, but something like that. You could say is one metaphor. In the texts, when the Buddha's referring to, I mean, the problem is consciousness, and that the words that are translated, there's different words get translated as consciousness. So vijnana is the primary one that arises, as you pointed in, the five aggregates. Right? One of those aggregates, one of those heaps, one of those ways that the self constitutes, is through consciousness, through knowing, through knowing of the six sense experiences. So you have six sense consciousnesses, hearing consciousness, seeing consciousness, tasting, smelling, touching, and thinking consciousness. When a sound arises, there's contact. So there's the object, there's the consciousness and the knowing of that contact. And so those consciousnesses, you could say, even though they're not really separate, but they're rising in every moment of sense experience. When we see something, sense consciousness is present, arises with that seeing, passes with that seeing, rising and passing so quickly we don't even notice the rising and passing. You could say, and this is doctrinally kind of a stick, what they say in England, a sticky wicket, a contentious area of how to define. But I would say that as I'm pointing to awareness today, it's the awareness that's knowing of those sense consciousnesses arising and passing. It's the broader field of knowing. But they're not separate. That's the problem. It's not like, oh, here's sense consciousness and awareness is back here like the sky, which it sort of is, but they're not quite so separate in that way. I think there's a value in trying to understand that through concepts and language. What's more important is how we know that in the immediacy of our experience. Right? So as a sound arises, as a sense perception arises, as a sight is known, right? There's the knowing of that happening in consciousness, and there's an awareness of that process. So I'm not giving you a three-point answer because it can't be boxed in that way. Awareness and consciousness are a little bit too mysterious. And there's you know, you can refer to how the texts and the different teachers have elucidated that. And people have been elucidating that for 2,600 years, at least in the Buddhist tradition, and doing their best to point to these rather miraculous, mysterious, and yet clearly tangible knowing facets of experience. So like a question we had the other day, the let the question take you into your own inquiry and exploration. Yeah. And you reading and study and all of that's helpful. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So we have another beautiful day of practice. The storm has passed, at least the external storm. Some of you may be still experiencing inner storms or responses to the storms. And, you know, we're really deep into the retreat here. As Howie said yesterday, you know, we spend a lot of time and effort arriving, cultivating mindfulness. So keep developing that continuity of attention every moment is worthy and is as important as any other moment in the sitting, the walking, in the eating, in the qigong, the being outside. and pay attention to knowing. Pay attention to this quality of awareness that's here available and that provides a spacious capacity to be with experience and to know experience. So some announcements. So those of you who have individual meetings today, please be mindful of when your meeting is, coming on time, not waiting till the last minute to ask your burning question. And so those of you who have meetings this morning, you will be practicing Qigong in the afternoon. And those of you who don't have meetings this morning will go to this morning's Qigong. What else do we have? Oh, we need a practice leader. If someone could be a practice leader for the 10:15 sit, since all of us are in meetings. Thank you very much. Just know to ring the bell somewhat softly because it's you can really whack that and scare the lights out of people. Other than that, please enjoy the lighter skies and the beauty of the rain-soaked land. And enjoy your practice and the spaciousness of awareness. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.